是比较中肯，但是呢，还是露出了。
So it seems that what Bodhat said is more sincere, but still it's not 100% correct.
因为他猜想，或许呢，是他的儿女犯罪。
Because he guessed it, sorry, and thought that his children committed sin, that's why they received punishment. So he told Job to seek after God.
然后呢，第八节说，请约伯拷问前代，追想他们列祖所查究的。
In verse 8, he told Job that ask the former generations and find out what their fathers learned.
就是古人的话，古人的话，想一想，怎么样寻求神，得到神的这个怜悯。
So he has asked God to find out in previously his forefathers how did they seek after God and how did they get receive mercy from God.
这些话都是对的。
And these are true.
但是可惜的就是说。不了解约伯为什么受苦。
Yeah, true, but unfortunately, he did not understand why the Job suffer calamities.
那在第十一节下面这里提到。
In verse 11, it mentioned.
就是说，忘记神的人，境况会怎样
？So talks about for those who forget God, what will they get afterward?
而这一段就讲到说，忘记神，不敬虔的人会受到什么样的报应
？So for those who forget God, for those who not God fearing, what kind of punishment would they receive？
这个也就是说明说，或许呢，你儿女忘记神啊，有不敬虔的犯罪的事情，所以才受到神这样的报应。
So what Bodhat was trying to say that perhaps the children did not fear God and they forgot about God, that's why they received this kind of punishment.
这里用诗歌的方式写描写，就是一直在用各种不同方式来说明这个报应就是这样子。
So he described this in a form of like a song and then to describe what kind of punishment they would get.
那最后呢，他却他跟约伯说，二十节。
And lastly, he tried to tell Job in verse 20.
说神必不丢弃完全人，也不扶助邪恶人。
20. Surely God does not reject a blameless man or strengthen the hands of the evildoers.
这个话也是很中肯的。
And this is very sincere again.
那然后对约伯说啊，说他还要以喜笑充满你的口。
And he also told Job that 21, he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. And this is more encouraging. And when you comfort somebody, you have to give hope to that person. So what Bodhat said, he is a more honest person with better response.
唯一他弄错的就是，还是认为约伯的苦难一定是犯罪，不然的话呢，就不会遭受这样的苦难。
But one mistake he made that he still thinks that Job's calamity is because of the sin of his sin.
那他提出了或许呢。
And what he was trying to say that maybe his children committed sin.
不过约伯呢，他也认为约伯是完全的。
But he thinks that Job is righteous.
他本身是完全的。
He himself, Job, is righteous.
但是可能儿女犯罪。
And but maybe his children committed sin. That's why he is punished.
那既然你是完全的，那么神呢，还会给你喜笑，会给你欢乐。
And since Job is righteous, that's why God will still fill his mouth with laughter and joy.
那些恨恶你的，必要带皮带惭愧；恶人的帐篷，必要为无有。
And verse 22, your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more.
那这个话约伯是还可以接受。
And Job is still able to accept what Bildad said.
看约伯的回答。
And let's read what Job replied.
约伯回答说：“我真知道是这样。”来证明说这个话还是可以听得进去。
And Job said in verse 2, indeed, I know that this is true. It shows that he can accept what Bildad said.
So what Bildad said,
Job can accept it and he thinks it's correct.
那下面说但就是问题是出在这里，比勒达不了解。
Then he said, but it shows that there's something that Bildad that he did not understand.
所以他下面要讲一些他所了解。
So he carried on saying that something that he understood, what he thinks is correct.
比勒达讲的这些很简单。
And because he thinks that what Bildad said was something very simple.
那约伯呢，就这样补充了。
And Job was trying to complete it.
希望他更能了解。
And hopefully that Bildad could understand more.
而在下面他又说，说人在神面前怎能成为义呢？
In verse 2, but how can a mortal be righteous before God? No one wishes to dispute with him. He could not answer him one time out of thousand.
神的心里有智慧，而且有大能力，谁能向神刚硬而得到如同呢？
His wisdom is profound. His power is vast. He who has resisted him and come out unscathed.
这些道理啊，约伯都很清楚。
For these kind of Job understood these kind of concepts.
那他神发怒啊，把山就弯倒挪移，山并不知道。
He moves mountains without them knowing it, and it overturns them in his anger.
所以下面就谈到神的这种大能，神的智慧，神的大能。
And following, it describes God's power and almighty.
啊，就用这些诗歌来。
An interesting scribe in a song.
一直写到这个十一节。
Until verse 11.
所以十二节的结论呢
？So in verse 12 it concludes.
结论就是说，他夺取谁能阻挡？谁敢问他？你就是。
So in verse 12 it concludes. This parable says, if he snatches away, who can stop him? Who can say to him, "What are you doing?"
要回答。比勒达的话说：“我没有忘记神，我没有不敬虔，但不敬畏神。”
So what he was trying to tell Bildad is that I was righteous, I did not forget about God.
所以这一段话就让可以很清楚让知道说，约伯他还是非常认识神，而且不敢向神作声。
所以 he was trying to tell Bildad that Job.He knows God very well, and he did not dare to offend God.
那么下面第二段要说明说，我定不是只有因我的神的旨意在遵行啊，在施行啊，不是完全根据世人所认所了解的这个因果报应论，不是。
And following, he's trying to say that a person's consequences or encounters, it's not.Depend on if he has done bad things or not.
这个是十三节以下啊，约伯所要说明的。
So this is what Job trying to emphasize from verse 13 onwards.
所以我们前次念两段就会了解他一直在说明这个事情。
So we can see that Job was trying to clear up this matter.
十三节说，神并不收回他的怒气。
Verse 13, God does not restrain his anger.
因为所有人都在屈服在神的手下。
Because everything is under God's hand.
没有人能够反抗神。
No one can resist God.
就是这样，我怎么敢？
And because of this, how can I dispute with him?
我怎么敢选择言语跟他辩论呢？
How can I find words to argue with him?
我虽然有意也不回答他。
Though I were innocent, I could not answer him.
那只要向那审判员的恳求。
I could only plead with my judge for mercy.
这个只能用祷告恳求的。
He could only plead with prayers.
不能说神你为什么这样做什么。
But rather he could not question God, why do you do this?
道理约伯都知道。
And Job clearly understands this kind of concept.
所以第十六节说，我若呼吁，他就应允我。
16. If even I summoned him, he responded.
但是我仍不信他听真的听我的声音。
I do not believe he would give me a hearing.
因为现在他呼求啊，神好像没有听到一样。
Because when he summoned him, it seems like God did not hear him at all.
所以现在神认为神怎么对待他，神现在对待他就是这样子，不听他的祷告。
And Job thinks that right now God does not even hear his prayers.
虽然当他知道他呼吁的时候神会应允他，可是现在他不听我的声音。
Even though when Job summoned God, he would respond in the past, but now he does not hear my prayers.
平常只要约伯一呼吁，神就应允他，这个是约伯知道。
Usually in the past when Job summoned God, God will respond, but now it doesn't seem it's not happening.
但是现在神好像生气了，对我生气了，不听我的话。
It appears that God currently is angry with me that he does not respond to my prayers.
下面就讲到神生气了，神对他发怒了。
And following on, it describes that God is angry with him.
说他用暴风折断我，无故地加增我的这个损伤。
17. He would crush me with a storm and multiply my wounds for no reason.
我就是喘一口气，他就不死，不容许。
He would not let me regain my breath.
哇，使我满心苦恼。
But would overwhelm me with misery.
这就是说，他现在神就是对他发怒。
So it describes that God is angry with him right now.
在十二二十节。
In verse 20.
说我虽然有意自己的口啊，要定我为有罪。
Even if I were innocent, my mouth would condemn me.
我虽完全，我口必显我，显我为弯曲。
If I were blameless, it would pronounce me guilty.
其实约伯讲完那些，他知道这个是我哀伤说我丑罪啊，说遗忘的话，即使说那句话，他知道啊，是不是？
And when he was in despair, when Job was in despair, he said words that were of complaint, but he knew that God does not understand, God doesn't like his complaints.
好像以利亚求死呢，神不听的，不理他的，我没听到。
And just like Elijah, when he tried to ask God to ask for death, God did not even listen to it.
再没有听到，不然的话就真的死掉。
And because, of course, God did not listen to it, otherwise Elijah would be dead by then. And this is something miraculous. And Job clearly understands this. And he knew that he said certain things that God did not listen.
21节说，我本完全不顾自己，我厌恶我的性命。
Verse 21, although I am blameless, I have no concern for myself, I despise my own life.
这个都是实际，他本都是完全的，可是现在呢，遇到这样的事情，他已经厌恶我，这个活着没有什么意思了。
And it's very true that he was blameless, but now he has no meaning in his life.
所以现在活着死了都一样。
So to him, it doesn't matter if he's alive or dead.
他说你看现在完全的。完全人也好了，恶人也好，就是一样的，都灭绝了，都要死。
And he said that doesn't matter if he is blameless or wicked, they will both be destroyed.
所以他看到、感受到说，虽然我是主，完全还是一样，就真的遇到这样苦难，就将要死了，那跟恶人遇到灾祸似的，一样差不多，在人看起来就没有什么差别。
And he realized that even though he is blameless, but However, he will die. And there is no difference between a wicked person and a blameless person. They will die the same way.
这跟善恶论不同的完全相反的这种例子，这种实际的世界上发生的这个事情，真正发生这样，让你没有办法真正用因果论去评断，评断的事情太多了，因果要道德，不能单论这件事。这个事情你跟家人在这讲。
So what, so what Job was trying to say, even if a righteous person or if a wicked person, they would not receive the consequences according to their doings. At the end of the day, God will decide the endings.
那这个是要提醒你，你我三个朋友，你不要一直用这种论调来看。
So that's why Job trying to tell his friends that they should not use whether this person is righteous or wicked, that they will receive a punishment from God.
25节呢，约伯呢就要在帮助那些朋友了解他。
And verse 25 onwards, Job wants trying to assist his friend to understand him.
所以我们看约伯对待朋友，他是很真实的，很真心的。
So you could tell that Job was very sincere to his friends.
他一直要帮助三个朋友真正了解他。
He always tried to let his friends to understand him truly.
他现在说，在他现在的情况是怎么样。
And he described his situation. In verse 25, it says, "My days are swifter than a runner; they fly away without a glimpse of joy."
下面都是在27节再说。我若说我要忘记我的哀情，除去我的愁容，心中欢畅快。
Verse 27, if I say I will forget my complaints, I will change my expression and smile. I still dread all my sufferings, for I know you will not hold me innocent. Even though he wants to forget, but still seems like God did not just let him go that easily.
被你定为有罪，我何必徒然劳苦呢？
Since I'm already found guilty, why should I struggle in vain?
太太知道跟神怎么说，现在讲没用的。And
he knows that whatever he says to God, it will be useless.
因为神的旨意已定。It
seems like God has already decided.
那他也了解32节。And
he also understands in verse 32.
说神啊，本不像你。
He is not a man like me.
使我可以回答他，又使我可以同听审判，一同听审判。That
I might answer him, that we might confront each other in court.
那我们之间没有听讼的人，可以向我们俩照按手。If
there, if only there were someone to arbitrate between us.
约伯很想说，因为神不像人，可以面对面两个人这样来谈的话，就比较容易讲清楚。And
Job said that he understands God is not a man; he could not confront each other face to face.
这个就第一个难处。And
that is the first difficulty.
所以这个事情真的谈不清楚。So
that's why he could not discuss this with God face to face.
另外呢，如果 有中间人来两照暗处，通过有一个中间者的话，那也好，这样的话也会清楚。But
if there is someone to arbitrate between them, and it will be so much easier for them as well.
可是现在又没有这样中间者，又没有。But
there is no one as a mediator to communicate between them.
所以我现在感觉到，要在神面前要了解清楚他这个事情，真的是。 没有门路，没有门路。So
Job thinks there is no way to communicate with God and to understand what God thinks of him.
那唯一的说，愿他把这个杖离开我，不使我惊惶，我不要微笑。
And all he wants is someone to remove God's wrath from me so that his terror would frighten me no more. If that's the case, it would be so easy to just talk to God and speak to him. And that is what Job hoped for. If this could happen, he will be so, things will be so much easier for him. Job continued. And he asked God. I loathed my very life, therefore I will give free rein to my complaints and speak out in bitterness of my soul. And this chapter talks about how Job speak to God and told him about his suffering in his lamentations. First, I will say to God, do not condemn me, but tell me what charges you have against me. And later is the conversation between Job and God. And it shows that they have a very close relationship. Does it please you to oppress me, to spurn the work of your hands, while you smile on the schemes of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh? Do you see as a mortal sees? So he used the other way to question, to ask God, so that it seems more lively. And it's just to show that God would not do this. And for God would not look at man using a mortal eyes. Are your days like those of a mortal? Are your years like those of a man? For God is a forever living God. That you must search out of my faults and probe after my sin, though you know that I am not guilty and that no one can rescue me from your hand. So it shows that Job clearly understands God.
下面说第八节，说你所创造我，造就我的是只白体，你还要毁灭我。
Your hands shaped me and made me. Will you now turn and destroy me?
说求你纪念，制造我好像端倪一般。
Remember.
你还要使我归于尘土吗？
Remember that you molded me like clay. Will you now turn me to dust again? Job used this different ways to describe this truth. So will God created him and destroyed him at the end? And clearly he knows that God will not do that, but this kind of suffering cannot get away, cannot leave him at all. So Job was telling God about his pain. Let's read verse 17.
Oh, 如军兵更换, 攻击我。
Verse 17, you bring new witnesses against me and increase your anger toward me. Your forces come against me with a wave upon wave.
就在形容说，好像他的这个皮呀、收口了，又破裂，又破裂，这个意思。
He was trying to say that his sores broke and started again, and when it broke and started again.
还有这种话来形容说，就神这样子来对待他。
And he was trying to tell God that he has treated him this way.
十八节。
Verse 18.
说你为何使我出母胎呢？不如我当时就气绝，没有人得见我。
Why then did you bring me out of the womb? I wish I had died before my eyes saw me.
这种话就像，这个儿子叫父母撒娇一样的。
And it's just like how a son talked to your father and tried to get sympathy from the father.
这样的话就如同没有我一样嘛，一出母胎就被送入坟墓了，这不是这就好了啊。
If only I had never come into being or had been carried straight from the womb to the grave.
那我的日子不是甚少吗？求你停手宽容我，叫我在往而不返之先，就是往黑暗和死荫之地以先呢，可以稍微畅快。
Are not my few days almost over? Turn away from me so I can have a moment's joy before I go to the place of no return, to the land of gloom and deep shadow.
他现在唯一的希望就是这样的，这样就好了。
And that is his only hope for now.
神应该很了解他。
And God surely understands him very much.
这个话神应该是听。
And God probably listened to him.
对，有这些如果跟神的说话，我们知道说他跟神之间呢真的是非常的亲密。
So from this conversation, we understand that Job has a very close relationship with God.
然后呢，这个第三位说法，拿马的说法就接着回答了。
And the Naamathite Zophar, he replied.
说法对约伯所说这些话，听不进去。
And Zophar, he did not accept what Job said.
没办法体会约伯的心。
He could not understand what Job felt.
所以我们看第二节。
First two.
说这些这许多的言语，岂不该回答吗？多嘴多舌的人，岂可称为义吗
？All these words to go unanswered, is this talker to be vindicated?
你夸大的话，岂能使人不作声吗？
Will your idle talk reduce men to silence?
笑的时候，岂没人叫你害羞吗？
Will no one rebuke you when you mock?
你说我的道理纯全，我在你面前清净。
You say to God, my beliefs are flawless, and I am pure in your sight.
现在这个说法他很生气了。
And what Job said was, he found it very unreasonable, and he was angry.
还要使约伯羞愧。
He wants Job to be a guilty.
他现在发言就是要使约伯羞愧。
And what he was going to say is to make Job feel guilty.
那他怎么让他羞愧
？And how did he want? What did he say?
第五节他说：“唯愿神说话，愿他开口攻击你。”
Oh, how I wish that God could speak, that He would open His lips against you.So that you make Job feel guilty and shameful.
并将智慧的奥秘指示你，他有诸般的知识，所以你当知道，神追讨你，比你罪孽该得的还少。
And disclose to you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has two sides. Know this, God has forgotten some of your sin.
他现在完全认定了，又不会去罪孽深重了，才遭受这样的。可是呢，这个苦难还是太轻，还要加重。
And Zophar he surely knows that Job has committed a sin, and what he the punishment that he received is not heavy enough for him.
我看出这个说法呢，他生气了。
So that's why he was very angry when he heard what Job said.
那么下面呢，第七节他就讲话，说劝他。
And in verse 7, that's what he tried to say to Job.
说你考察就能彻透神吗？你岂能尽情彻透全能者吗？
Can you fathom the mysteries of God? Can you probe the limits of His Almighty?
下面就是要说明人没有办法彻透神的事情。
And what he was trying to say that man cannot fathom the mysteries of God.
对，是讲这一点。
And that's his point.
那十一节很神奇。
In verse 11,
说他本知道愚妄人，愚妄的人，人的罪孽，他虽不留意，还是无所不见。
11, surely he recognized deceitful men, and when he sees evil, does he not take notes?
空虚的人毫无知识，人生在世，好像也愚的驹子。
But a witless man can no more become wise, and then a wild donkey's colt can be born a man.
讲到人的，神知道人是虚妄的。
And for here, God knows man's hope.
人的一切罪孽他都清清楚楚。
And God clearly knows all the sins of man.
所以这个空虚的人是毫无知识，不了解。
So witless man can no more become wise.
好像人生在世，好像野驴的驹子，野驴的驹子就是无知了。
And a man's life is just like a wild donkey's colt. It means that there is no wisdom at all.
又是不受教。
And it's not they do not listen.
这个驴啊是最难驾驭的，野驴的驹子，驹子就是这个。
And just like a wild donkey's colt, which means it's something that does not listen at all. And he would not listen to any people. It's without knowledge, not wise. And that's how he described a man. So he told Job to re-examine himself. And he wants Job to know that that's how God is.
这个是他所认识的神。
And this is the God he knows.
那么下面呢，就劝约伯。
And then he said to Job.
前面这段道理讲完，再来就劝他。
And this is what he said.
说你若将心安正，又向主举手。
Yet if you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him.
劝他心啊，好像约伯心里就偏离邪了，要归回来，心要归正，然后向神祷告。
So what he was trying to say that he asked Job has already sidetracked from God and Job should return back to God and devote himself to him.
十四节劝他悔改，你手里呀若有罪孽，就当远离。
14. If you put away the sin that is in your hand and allow no evil to dwell in your tents, and allow no evil to dwell in your tents, and he asked Job to repent. And after repentance, then God will hear his prayer.
So that's when you be young children.
Then you will lift up your face without shame. You will stand firm without fear. You will surely forget your troubles, and recalling it's only a water's gone by, so everything will just pass by. You will be lightened, brighter than like noonday. And darkness will become like morning, means that everything will like new again. And you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety.
那你倘若没有人来惊吓， 而且有许多人向你求恩。
And you will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will court your favor.
这些话都是不错的。
And these are very encouraging words.
如果一个人能够归正，向神祷告，向神悔改，会得到神的怜悯，这个是不错的。
And if a person repents and returns back to God, and he will receive mercy from God again.
二十节就说，但恶人的眼目。必要失明，他们无路可逃，他们的指望就是寂静。
Verse 20, but the eyes of the wicked will fail, and escape will elude them. Their hope will become a dying grasp.
这句话就强调说，你一定要悔改，不然的话你就没有路走，你就会寂静。
And this line emphasizes that you have to repent, otherwise, there is no way for you to escape.
这个说法讲这些话是。没错的，可是呢，不对症，不对症。
So what Zophar said was correct, yet it did not apply to Job's case.
好像这个药是特效药，是很有效的，没有错，可是弄错了，不对症。
Even it's his words sound very persuasive and very correct, but it's not does not apply to what Job situation.
那一旦不对症的话，这个药效越厉害就越糟。
But because it doesn't apply, it could be there will be some side effect from Job's side.
看这个约伯的反应。
So let's see what Job, how Job respond.
约伯就回答了。
Then Job replied.
说你们真是子民吗？你们死亡智慧也就灭没了。
Verse 2, doubtless you are the people, and wisdom will die with you.
但我也有聪明，与你们一样，并未不及你们。
But I have a mind as well as you. I am not inferior to you.
你们所说的谁不知道呢？
Who does not know all these things?
活着求告神，蒙他应允的人竟成了朋友所讥笑的。
I have become a laughing stock to my friends, though I call upon God and He answered.
公义完全的人竟受了人的讥笑。
A mere laughing stock, though righteous and blameless.
安逸的人心里面。灾祸，这灾祸常常等待发展的。
Men at ease have contempt for misfortunates, and as the fate of those whose feet are slipping.
强盗的帐篷兴旺了，有神的人稳固。
The tents of murderers are undisturbed, and those who provoke God are secure.
神将财物送到他们的手中。
And those who carry the God in their hands.And that is the reaction of Job after what he heard.
他认为这些他们所讲的这些真的是不对头的。
And he truly thinks that what Zophar said was not applied, does not apply to him.
你们真是子民吗？你们死亡智慧就灭没了。
Are you really the people that wisdom will die with you? So what kind of wisdoms are these? Well, I have the same mind as you. There's nothing inferior to you. So for everything you said are just like a general knowledge. I knew these all.And now he became a laughing stock to them.
其实呢，他对约伯对神是很了解。
And in actual fact, that Job understood God very much.
现在呢，他受灾祸。
And now he is in calamities.
但是呢，这些强盗就是把我。
And these the murderers they are undisturbed.But for those who provoked God, and however they are secure, it seems that it's unfair. But everything is under God's hand.
所以约伯就说：“你们去问， 你去问这个走兽。
So God told them, ask the animals.
就是说，这个这在厄里巴达尔的同样，这些事情，这个就是出于神，你不要自己在那里判断什么，这个都是神的，神在出于神的作为，神的旨意。
And now the wicked are prosperous, and these things are actually under the will of God.
那么人不要对用自己对神的片面的了解来判断神所做的事情，这样会错误。
And man should not judge what God did and try to make comments on what God did because they only knew very little.
一波就是要让朋友了解，说不要用这样子对神的片面了解神的公义而已，你就把神的慈爱全部否定掉，或者说用以片面的这些知识就要来判断神的旨意这个是。
They should not use what they understood, like the little part that they understood about God, and try to generalize God as a whole.
所以他下面说，你去问走兽，他会指教你。
And here it says, if you ask the animals, they will teach you.
去跟飞鸟说话，它也会告诉你。
If you speak to the birds of the air, they will tell you.
去跟地说话，它也会跟你说的。
Or if you speak to the earth, they will teach you.
所以看这一切，谁不知道这个都是神所做的
？And because all these things are created by God.
所以说，这个就是约伯要他们朋友呢了解这个知识啊，有限的知识不能真正去判断神的作为。
And what he was trying to say is that.For man only knows it. He's not. Man's knowledge is so limited. They shouldn't use this limited knowledge to generalize or judge on God's God's ability.
凡活物的生命和人类的气息都在他手中。
Verse 9, which of all these does not know that the hand of God, hand of the God of the Lord, has done this?
那么人要怎么得智慧？
So how does a person gain wisdom?Does not the ear test words?
所以我们听到底是怎么样试验这个话对还是错
？So when we hear certain things, we have to discern what is right or wrong.
不能说全部都进去。
We should not just simply accept everything.
我们吃东西一样，东西好吃不好吃，味道怎么样？
And just as when we eat certain food, we have to taste and discern whether this is whether it tastes good or better. We should not just take any food we get. Is not the wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?
就是经过这样像耳朵在试验原理，上堂在尝食物一样，这样的学习，这样的对的。如果分辨如果分辨那随着年龄增高知识智慧就增加
So if you as you age and you have been test words with your ear and taste food with your tongue and after some time you will gain wisdom from these experiences
那么至于说对神的智慧约伯了解的比他们 更多
And for God's wisdom Job understood more than his three friends.
所以下面十三节以下，他就讲论神的智慧、能力、谋略、知识，哇，很完备、全备。
So then he described that God's wisdom and God's will or works with them.
从十四节以下呢，就是来说明用各种方向去说明神的智慧、能力、谋略跟知识。
So from verse 14, it talks about God's wisdom, God's power, and his punishment.
这一段
And that's God's training, and that's what it described from verse 14 to 25.
那十三章以下
And from chapter
13, 第一节
verse
1. 说这一切我眼都见过。我耳朵都听过了。
My eyes have seen all these, my ears have heard and understood them.
而且明白。
and understood it.
他都试验过了，而且他都尝过了。
Because he has seen this and he has heard that, heard it.
而且很明白，很清楚。
And he understood it very well.
那你们所知道的，我也知道，并会不及你。
For what you know, I also know I am not inferior to you.
意思就是说，其实呢，你们所知道的还是很少。
What he was trying to say is that what you know is less than what I know.
那你们对我讲这些话，真是对我没有帮助。
And whatever you have said does not help me at all.
就是这个意思。
And that's what he meant.
下面呢，就我们下午再来看。
And we'll continue in the afternoon.
所以下面呢，他约伯或者会，他要对神说话，对全能者说话。
And Job will continue to speak to the Almighty God.
因为他没有什么好说的，对神说话。
Because there's no, there was no meaning to talk to his friends. It's better to speak to God. And we'll continue to study in the afternoon. Now we'll kneel down and pray together to praise God.